Make Sundays your official night to tour the city, watch Chicago's Best at 10 p.m., then stick around for the latest in shopping, entertainment, and events on See Chicago, 10:30 p.m. on WGN-TV.
Michael Steele joins us right now, former head of the RNC, former lieutenant governor of Maryland, now an expert of great note on the NBC for politics. Although, is anybody really an expert? Does anybody really know what time it is? Does anybody really care, if I may just quote Chicago?
You should put that to music.
I should think about that. Thank you very much.
Great lyrics.
Going to get right on that. All right, so the president just was at the NRA, and that's not the National Restaurant Association. That's what they think of it here in Chicago as, but it's a National Rifle Association. And he was their annual convention, first time since 1983 that a president, sitting president, has addressed them. And that was Ronald Reagan, ironically, 2 years after he'd been shot. And he thunderous applause, big deal that Donald Trump was there. And the president started off by talking about his map and, how he won his electoral victory. And apparently in his interviews with Reuters and with Washington Post and some of the other agencies that he did interviews with over the last 48 hours, he was handing out actual copies of his electoral map county by county. And I wonder, it seems to me the message is at 100 days, he's got all this criticism. People are saying he's not doing anything. He hasn't done anything. No legislative achievements. The only thing he's done is get the Supreme Court dude done. And he's still living on the fact that I got over 300 electoral votes and you didn't. Nah, 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 nah. Hey, hey, boo, boo. Is that correct?
I think you summed it up well.
Thank you.
Hey, hey, boo, boo. That works.
Mm-hmm.
Look, if he wants to take the next 24 hours, preferably next 48 hours between now and Sunday, the Sunday shows, to create and a different narrative and to have folks look at this this past 100 days from his perspective. And from his perspective, okay, a crowning achievement is the nomination and successful appointment of Gorsuch, Justice Gorsuch.
And he says that's the first time. I want to go back. I want to make a point about that. First time in 136 years, I think. He said that it's happened in a president's first 100 days. Well, that sounds like, oh, wow, no one's done that. Well, there's a reason, because it's very rare that you would need to appoint a Supreme Court nominee in the first 100 days of a presidency.
This is very true. And we all know why he wound up in that position.
Right.
And so the reality for the president is, on the heels of more revelations about Michael Flynn, his former national security advisor, on the heels of a North Korean president who seems to have a stick about the United States and really wants to provoke Donald Trump, on the heels of a breakdown in his relationship with not one but two former countries that he's kind of been warm to, Russia being one of them, and certainly some of our partners like Germany and elsewhere who in Canada who've been a little bit lukewarm towards the president. All of that is the narrative and then some for the first 100 days. So he wants to create a big event, a big splash event to have a different conversation. And, polling is coming out showing that his base is rock solid for him. And he's going to play to that base. It's going to reinforce his energy. It's going to reinforce his messaging. Here's the electoral map. Let me remind you who's president of the United States.
Does it hurt him, though, at all in the long run when he's trying to get Democrats on board to pass major legislation and hasn't been all that successful about it? They've been obviously very critical of this speech. They didn't like what he called Elizabeth Warren. They didn't like the way he sort of taunted a little bit in that speech. And so it feels like at some point he does need their help. Does it hurt him?
It does. Well, he's already hurt by the fact that he's Donald Trump and he beat Hillary and he's the anathema for Democrats. So he's already in a no-win situation. So the question becomes, how do you at least begin to carve out a win on certain issues? He's going to need Democrats, I think, on health care, ultimately. He's going to need Democrats, certainly, on tax reform, because Republicans aren't going to buy all that he's selling. And remember, he does not come from the same space on tax on taxes that Republicans come from, in the sense that, we love and applaud cutting corporate taxes and individual tax rates and all of that. But he's now also talking about doing away with a number of major deductions. He's talking about, increasing spending beyond the point imaginable that the Republicans are going to have to swallow it in this extra $6 trillion potentially in a ballooning debt. So he's going to need Democrats. You're absolutely right on it. He's going to need these guys. Taunting Elizabeth Warren is not going to get him there, but in front of the NRA, it works.
Right.
It was very popular there, for sure.
Yeah.
Very popular there. Yeah. And it sends the message out to the base where Elizabeth Warren doesn't have any cachet to begin with. So it, from his perspective, that was a win-win.
Also said he's going to build the wall. Don't you worry about it. Didn't say who was going to pay for it, but he said, don't worry about it. We're going to build the wall. And I think what we're seeing here is the pivot toward we're just building the wall. When I said Mexico was going to pay for it, sort of emotionally they're going to pay for it. It's like that's close enough. And I think he's just, because I think he's going to go back to this fact that people want the wall. If they want the wall, then they're willing to put up with whatever it takes to do that. And I think in his base, that's true.
I think you're right. And I think even more to the point about the wall, not only is he pivot away from, we're going to build the wall and Mexico's going to pay for it, to we're going to build a wall, I bet you it becomes we already built the wall, now we're just going to improve it.
Now, it's so funny. You know what he's saying? You're so right about that, Michael, because he today said, there's some places we don't need it everywhere. There's big physical barriers
right.
and
there
rivers.
And
now all of a sudden
places.
He's changing what it is. So they're going to build about 3 miles of this thing that looks amazing, and they're going to just keep showing that over, and it's going to be about a mile off of an expressway exit that the press can get to
right.
and everybody can get to, and they can look
right.
at it. It'll become its own tourist destination. And then
because all the
that'll be it.
I was going to say, all the people clamoring for building the wall don't realize that wall has to go across the property that an individual property owner owns. And so unless Donald Trump is going to get in the business of confiscating people's private property to build his wall, I don't think a wall will be built.
And you know how those Western ranchers love that stuff. They just, the Western ranchers love to have their property taken overseas by the federal government. And
it always works well, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does great.
Face-offs.
Yeah, it's going to be great. All right. So tomorrow night, I just want to make a little prediction. We can then talk about it next week. But tomorrow night, he's not going to the White House Correspondents Association dinner. He's going to go off to Pennsylvania and make his own speech. I think he's going to do his own roast tomorrow night of the press and how he has been treated, because he knows that that's going to get him the most amount of attention, and that's going to take away from the White House, the WHCA event. Are you going to the Correspondents' Dinner tomorrow night?
I will be there tomorrow night, and I'm going to be fascinated, because I already am, about this idea that you will not have anyone from the government, from the administration rather, represented in the room. He's forbidden it. So no one's, no staff, no secretaries, undersecretaries, not that he's appointed any many undersecretaries, but they won't be there. So you're absolutely right. This opportunity will, in Pennsylvania, I believe, will afford him the chance to stage his own response to the correspondence dinner, to give the speech the speech he would give if he were there kind of deal.
Yeah.
The interesting thing for the correspondence dinner is I think they need to be very careful in not turning this into a roast of Donald Trump. Donald Trump can roast them from where he is, but they can't afford to necessarily roast him in abstentious, largely because all it will do is reinforce what he is saying at his event and further create the kind of divide that he, I think, relishes in between the media
and he plays that very, very, very well. And he uses it to great advantage with his base, which is a number that I think we were all a little surprised by. Michael will deny he was surprised by it, but we're all a little surprised by the fact that his support is so sticky amongst those who voted for him, according to this NBC Wall Street Journal poll last week. that 96% of mm-hmm. those people would vote for him again today.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I would have thought 75%, 80%.
No, I'm not surprised by that at all.
I knew you'd say you weren't surprised.
No, and it's only because, you know, I've been out there with these guys. They're not, they have not moved. In fact, I was talking, I did a program this morning, and I was talking to a gentleman who said that he called his relatives who were very strong Donald Trump supporters. And over the last 2 weeks, been talking to a number of them and their friends. You know, they mm-hmm. kind of have this, like, right. extended network. And they were like, you know, yeah, we love everything he's doing. He's doing exactly what he said he was going to do.
Right. Give the guy a chance.
He's doing exactly what he said he was going to do.
Right. That's what you heard at the NRA today when people are being interviewed. Just give the guy a chance. I don't know. Everybody's, you know, it's only been 100 days. Yeah. Give the guy a chance.
Yeah.
But and they don't care that he promised stuff. It is what it is. Right.
He's groomed that audience, though, and I think that's the important thing for people to appreciate, that he's groomed that audience through reality television, through the kind of branding he did during the campaign. Those are his peeps, and they see no need to pull off of him anytime soon, unless and until the wall doesn't get built, healthcare is not Obamacare is not repealed. Then we'll see exactly what they're made of when it comes to the promises the president made.
All right. Thank you, Michael.
Thanks,
really,
Michael Steele.
Really great. Really great. Hey, have fun tomorrow night.
Yeah. We want to hear back about what happens. Yeah.
We'll talk about it next week.
And I just want to say, go Mitchell Trubisky. That's what I'm going to say.
Go Mitch.
There we go.
I have to applaud you guys. You really moved up in the world for a great pick.
Absolutely.
We spent the entire next 3 years of the just on one guy that played 13 games in college. Woohoo!
Right. In your face.
Right.
Rest of the teams in the NFL.
Trump is right about Illinois. All right. Thank you. here is Judy Pilek, standing by with the WGN News. Thank you, Michael. Have a good weekend.
Bye now.
All right. 2 minutes away for Judy.